I'm your host, Jalou Piccolo, and with this podcast, I'll be helping you create connections and build respectful relationships with your readers so you can promote yourself authentically and sell your work effectively. I want to show you that creating an author brand, managing your social media presence, designing and running an author newsletter, and marketing your work doesn't have to be overwhelming, uncomfortable, or time-consuming. And in fact, it can actually be a lot of fun. Don't believe me? Stick around, you'll see. In the last podcast episode, we flew over author newsletter land and got a great bird's eye view of what starting an author newsletter looks like. It looked good, didn't it? I thought so, but if you're rolling your eyes right now, you may not have a newsletter problem, but rather a mindset one. So in today's episode of Kidlit Marketing Made Easier, we're going to take a long, hard look at how creating and writing an author newsletter can be a fun, fulfilling, and creative project if you reframe your marketing mindset. In episodes 1, 2, and 3, I highlighted how marketing is simply sharing what you love with people who want to hear about it. It's not about aggressively poking strangers and whisper screaming, "Buy my book." And that's a mindset shift right there. So if you're still grappling with that change in perception, go back and listen to those episodes again and remember that you're responsible for your author career. And you can be both responsible and authentic. You get to decide how you'll be engaging with the people you connect with when you write your newsletter. So just be you. What could be easier? In terms of today's episode, I'd like you to think about how marketing is creative, how you're a creative person, and how you can use that creativity to make your newsletter a project you love that just happens to market you as a delightful side effect to all the fun you're having. Marketing guru Seth Godin says that good marketers tell a story. In the case of an author newsletter, that would simply be the story of you. You can do that, right? Who knows you, what you like doing, what you enjoy reading or writing or visiting or watching better than you? There are a lot of creative ways to write a newsletter. You just have to find what works for you. But if you're thinking of a newsletter as something gimmicky or salesy or just plain daunting, I'm going to give you some examples of mindset changes you can make, which will help you bridge the gap between where you are today and creating an author newsletter. So number one, we're all works in progress who are learning all the time. Maybe you have no formal qualifications in writing, publishing, marketing, or running an author business. So welcome to the world of writing where most people don't. In the age of technology, we all learn a lot from books, podcasts, online courses, conferences, and even on social media. And if you enjoy learning about writing, then marketing through an author newsletter is just another part of writing you get to discover. The biggest discovery that you'll make about it is that your newsletter can be whatever you want it to be. If your mindset about author newsletters is negative, then it's probably going to be a negative experience writing one. But if you set out to have fun with it and create it to reflect who you are and what you enjoy, then it's going to be as awesome as you. But what about if you make a mistake or discover that it's just not you? Well, you'll learn from those discoveries and you'll move on. No harm done. But you won't know until you try. The most important attitude you can have is one of play, experimentation, and learning. So don't be afraid of it. Number two in shifting your marketing mindset, you can use your own writing as your main marketing tool. You're a writer. You love writing, so this one's easy, right? If you're a middle grade or young adult author, write a short story, some flash fiction, or an article and share it on your blog, then link it to your newsletter. If you're a picture book writer, share some back matter about the subject of your new narrative nonfiction picture book manuscript, or write the first stanza of a short poem, publish it in your newsletter, and ask subscribers to send in a second, third, and fourth stanza. Then choose one of each and make a complete poem you can share with all your subscribers. Think about what you'd find engaging or how you could reach someone just like you, then go out and do that. Considering your own social and reading behavior and then blending them into your author newsletter is the best type of marketing because it creates empathy with your subscribers and connects you to them and them to you. Number three in shifting your marketing mindset. If you write middle grade historical fiction, for example, and love visiting all things history related on holiday. Then snap some pictures you'll be snapping anyway and pop them into your newsletter. If you picked up some fascinating information about this king, that torture device, or some strange custom along the way, share it with your subscribers. They'll most likely be history buffs too, because that's the type of subscriber you'll be attracting. So you'll all get to geek out together and create connections through your shared love for history. Number four in shifting your marketing mindset. A newsletter is one of the most useful, quiet, and satisfying ways to invest in your career as an author. You might not believe this about me if you're one of my clients or students, or even if you listen to this podcast, but I'm introverted, which means I like to spend a lot of time on my own. I'm not shy, and I am sociable, but I need quiet and silence and time alone to recharge. So networking live with crowds of people doesn't invigorate me the way it does for an extrovert. It drains me, even though I love speaking to and meeting new people. But networking through a creative project like an author newsletter at times I can choose and for the length of time I can handle fits my personality perfectly. What about you? Are you nodding your head as I speak? Now that we've had a look at some ways you can shift your mindset about author newsletters, I want you to think about your career as a writer. Is it just about one book, or are you building for the long term? If you're building for the long term, a newsletter is an easily sustainable marketing tool because you get to make it 100% yours. If you can't devote more than a short paragraph with one link every 2 weeks, then you get to set up your newsletter that way. The great thing about a newsletter is that you can set it up to reflect your personality and the amount of time you have instead of having to follow a list of rules you're really not comfortable with. To show you what I mean, I'm going to give you some homework. I'm rubbing my hands together right now in glee. Pick an author you admire and sign up to their newsletter. Even better, pick two authors so you can compare their newsletters. Have a look at the length and how they've set their newsletter out. For example, is it one long paragraph or is it divided up into sections? Do they give their subscribers interesting links to follow to articles they like, or do they promote their own work only? I subscribe to Laura Purdy Salis's newsletter called Small Reads. Laura is one of my favorite kidlit authors because she writes the most lyrical and consistently beautiful narrative nonfiction books for children. And she's also quiet but lovely to chat with on social media. Her newsletter comes out at the beginning of every month, and it's packed full of interesting information both about herself and other people or books. It's addressed to educators mainly, but honestly, anyone who loves writing for children can subscribe and enjoy it. Small Reads is divided up into sections in which she chats about what's going on in both her personal and professional life. She also mentions services she can provide for educators. And then she highlights books that she's read lately and loved before showcasing some of her own books. And then she ends off with a list of events she's speaking at. If you subscribe to her newsletter, you get a glimpse of her personality, what she does, and what she can do for you. So her newsletter is personal, engaging, and informative. Once you've read some author newsletters, take out a pen and paper and jot down some things you liked or some things you found interesting. And in the next podcast episode, we'll be taking an in-depth look at some ideas you can implement in your own newsletter. Don't miss that episode, as you'll come away with lots of ideas you can use immediately to get your newsletter started. Thank you for spending your precious writing time with me, Lou Piccolo at Kidlit Marketing Made Easier. I'm excited that you're growing your audience, and I'm honored to be a part of that growth. Would you leave a review? Just scroll down to the bottom of the episode, hit the stars, and write a comment about how this episode has helped you, which helps the podcast get seen by other writers. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time.